10-minute speaker is Brian from San Diego.
Hello, I'm Brian. I'm an alcoholic. I want to welcome the newcomers and thank Dave for asking me to be his 10. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to share my experience, a little bit of my opinion, but mostly my experience with this program and what it's done for me. For me, I like to start off about where I'm currently at, because I think what matters to me is my current status and my sobriety and not what I was doing last week, last month, or last year. And I think the best way for me to gauge or to measure that quality of my current status is using our symbol, which is the circle and triangle. And I look at each side as if it were a three-legged stool, and if I'm expecting to be balanced or warm, if you will, I need to be taking action in each area. And I have a home group. It's a Wednesday night meeting in Old Town. I have a sponsor. His name's Nathan. I have commitments. I'm in recovery. I have 3 amends left to make until I complete every single amends that I'm consciously aware of, and I plan to make those at the end of this month. One person I cannot find, and it's been brought to my attention to hire a private investigator, which I really didn't want to hear that. I'm just finished the steps for the third time. I've got about 2 and going on 3 years of sobriety this time, and I sponsor a lot of guys, and I love doing it. That's been the biggest game changer. And I think that if I have a message, being a 10-minute sucks because you can never tell your whole story. But I can just tell you that the message that I have is just like the 12 steps says. It says having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. We try to carry this message. That's the message. I went through the steps. I had a spiritual awakening. Tyler says it best. If you're wondering what that is, I just awoke into the spiritual. I was asleep and I woke up. That's what happened to the spirituality that has always been and always will be and was there before I even knew it. And I think that the thing that I need to do now is just to carry that message and not hold on to it selfishly. So I'm going to crack the book open, and I try to refer to that as much as possible. I used to give a lot of my opinions, and I found that, you know, sharing experience is what really matters. It's like trying to tell someone who never drank alcohol what it's like to drink alcohol. And I used to share a lot about the steps and what it was like to do the steps, having not done the steps. And I wondered why, like, I wasn't captivating the audience and why I wasn't able to really reach people. And it's the same way, like, when my psychologist was trying to talk to me about drinking and doing drugs, and it was a completely different story when I was 12-stepped by a real alcoholic. Someone who I knew had been to the depths and to the hell that I had come from. And I could hear that experientially, and it made all the difference. So I'm going to refer to the family afterward, which doesn't get talked a lot about. And there's this line, showing others who suffer how we were given help is the very thing which makes life seem so worthwhile to us now. And I really like that line, but I'm not going to share about that. What I want to share about actually is my experience in sobriety. I've been in AA since I was 15. I'm 24 now. Not been sober that long, but I had 9 months. I've relapsed. When I actually wanted to get sober, I had 9 months. I relapsed. 10 months. I relapsed, and I had 22 months, and I relapsed. And I almost worked the steps backwards, if you will, which is totally possible. It doesn't work very well, but it can happen. So it says many alcoholics are enthusiasts. They run to extremes. At the beginning of recovery, a man will take, as a rule, one of two directions. He may either plunge into a frantic attempt to get his feet in business, or he may be so enthralled by his new life that he talks or thinks of little else. In either case, certain family problems will arise. With these, we have had experience galore. We think it dangerous if he rushes headlong at his economic problem. So, I want to talk about... Okay, cool, 5 minutes. I want to talk about one stint of sobriety where after about, I don't know how it is for y'all, but around 60 to 90 days is when I'm completely recovered, having not done the steps. Like right around that, maybe like 4 months. And so I get a job, and that's about the time I gain a little bit of weight back, and I can like, I look somewhat decent maybe without a shirt on again, and like, then chicks are like calling back, or like, I don't smell as bad, like, things are like someone somewhat trusts me a little bit further than they can throw a stone, and like, and I get really headstrong, and like, I'm gonna make money. What I start to do is try to build a kingdom around me, as I've heard people say it. And I get really focused on how I look, making money, and building all my exteriors. And if there's anything I can say about alcoholism, is it's not rooted in an exterior circumstance. It's rooted in an internal spiritual malady that is deep down within. That's where the problem is, and that's where the answer is too. Little like spoiler alert right there. So I go and I try to build this kingdom, and I end up falling short because that external shit is not fixing me. Y'all with me on that? It doesn't satisfy the soul sickness that needs to get treated. Like a new car. A hot chick. I got a job when I was 20 years old. I was making close to six figures a year. I got the girlfriend that friend zoned me in high school. Like I had a nice car, a good job, and I was still unhappy. See, the real way you want to know if you're alcoholic is remove alcohol from the equation, and you're still super super screwed up internally. You get everything you want, it's still not enough, or you still don't get what you want. And either way, nothing is treating the restlessness, the irritability, and the discontent. Nothing is giving me the ease and comfort. It may last temporarily, but nothing is sustaining me. Nothing is nourishing my soul. And lo and behold, I'll tell you a little bit about how I know Dave, and I'll wrap it up pretty quick. I had a profound spiritual experience. Working with others, doing all three areas of the circle and triangle. I moved up to Fresno, got this job making all this money, and I worked the steps backwards. I got a sponsor that was sponsored by Dave, and I went to go do, and I had a lot of knowledge, and I like to sound really smart, and I like to say shit to people in meetings to make them look stupid at the time. And I had a sponsor that cared a lot more about my sobriety than how he made me feel. And I was not... What was coming out of my mouth was not translating into my feet. And I was not taking any action, and I was all ego and show. And I would go to do step work with this guy one day, and he just takes my big book from me, and just like in that really nice way, but he's a dick still at the same time, sponsor loving way, just takes my book and just closes it for me, turns it around, and is like, "You're a complete waste of my time. And, you're so unclear on your first step, it's ridiculous." I had about 22 months at this time, 21 months. And I thank God for that guy. I was so unclear, it was killing me. And I was trying to give you my opinion about a lot of experience that I didn't have. And I was doing like the next guy that I wanted to read about tonight totally does. But where am I at? It says, if you're not out here trying to make money and like build your kingdom, the other thing that I did was just this right here. It says, assume on the other hand, that Father has, at the outset, a stirring spiritual experience. Overnight, if it were, he is a different man. He becomes a religious enthusiast. He is unable to focus on anything else. As soon as his sobriety begins to be taken as a matter of course, blah, blah, blah. Basically, I try to shove this down everybody's throat. I don't know if y'all have come into contact with people like that in AA. Please pray for them. They really need a lot of help. And that was the case. I was shoving a program down people's throat that I totally wasn't working. And Teddy took my book and lovingly told me some truth and had the courage to give it to me like that. I went to Vegas a couple weeks later for my 21st with 10 of my friends. Stayed sober. Should have got fucked up then. I wish I would have now. And then 2 weeks later got drunk in like some like podunk country bar town. Wasn't even that great. I'll just wrap it up with, you know, we read tonight, and congratulations, Brian and Serena. We read tonight, we were in the grip of a progressive illness. And if you're sitting here still thinking that you're the one gripping the beer can, you're sadly mistaken. We are in the grip. It is gripping you by the throat. And if you're an alcoholic, it is going to kill you. And this is life and death. Hate to take the fun out of it. But that's the truth. What you need to overcome a death grip is something that's a little bit more strong than that. And the only way I know how to get that is having had a spiritual awakening, is to go through 1 through 12, not 1 through 9.5, 1 through 12, and then give it away. I'll end with this, and then I'll wrap it up. This is the last thing. I already said that, didn't I? Now, for real, though, this time. Okay, so he may not see it. He may not see it at once that he has barely scratched a limitless load, which will pay dividends only if he minds it for the rest of his life. This is a rest of your life deal, by the way. You don't ever graduate AA. It will pay dividends only if he minds it for the rest of his life and insists on giving away the entire product. I think the reason we go through this is because of the last part of the 12th step is to carry this message and to practice these principles in all our affairs. The root of this is selfishness. So going through the steps and not working with others is playing into what is the pathology and is what is at the center of what's killing me. I need to give this away, but I can't do it if I don't have some depth and weight behind what I'm sharing with. Thank you.